Despite yesterday's 27-26 loss in Foxborough, head coach Rob Chudzinski was pleased with his team's performance.
Good afternoon. Yesterday was a hard-fought December football game against a great team. Not at all happy with the outcome, but as I mentioned yesterday, very proud in the effort our team gave, both in preparation for the game as well as during the game itself. We had opportunities to win the game and weren't able to capitalize on them and close the game out. Experience is a great teacher for a team. And the things that we can take from this game and build on are that we can go toe-to-toe with anybody in this league. Anything can happen in a game, and it did yesterday, and that we have to make the plays and take advantage of the opportunities that we have to win those kind of football games. I see the light. I'm encouraged by our team and how they continue to work and move forward and build on the things that we're doing, and I look forward to competing again this weekend against Chicago. Well, I'll take questions now.
When you looked at that, I know you talked about it after the game, and what is your opinion after seeing it on tape, that interference on Liam McFadden?
Yeah, I still feel the same way about that. But the things that are important are the things that we can control, and we had opportunities to win that game and make the plays to win that game and do the things to win that game that you know would have been able to change the outcome, and that's what we have to focus on.
NFL should adopt the college rule on pass interference.
That being?
That it's either a 10-yard or a 15-yard penalty as opposed to spot of the foul.
I think the way it is now is the right way to have it.
The alignment on the onside kick, it seemed like the entire middle was open. So two questions there. Was that a special alignment based on what they did? And the second question is, do you have an all-hands team, and is Fozzie a member of it?
Yes, he is. And as far as the alignment goes, when they first aligned, they were spread out, and that was actually the proper alignment that we wanted. As the kicker approached the ball and they all started coming inside, we slid in as we needed to. When you first start in that alignment in that particular formation, if the ball is kicked outside, which is the typical onside kick where you see it, you block and then one guy is designated as pretty much the guy who's going to handle the kick. On the middle bunt, which they've shown before and done before, is they start coming in and their guys start converging into the middle, we slide and go, and you go get the ball in that case. It was a great kick by Goskowski for that type of kick, and we had an opportunity. We just weren't able to come up with the ball.
Is the mistake there, Chad, that Whitaker needs to charge the ball essentially there?
He did. He charged the ball and went after the ball and was just unable to get it.
Technically, you guys did everything right, except, of course, get the ball.
Getting the ball. And those type of situations, it's a scrum. And, we just weren't able to come up with the ball.
It was a little confusing what he said after the game. He said he wasn't trying to recover the ball. He was trying to block Goskowski away from him.
Yeah, what his initial assignment is to block. And as they all converge and break out of the formation, it's to go for the ball. And my understanding of what he saw was he thought Goskowski was catching the ball or touching the ball, and he went after Goskowski at that point.
Do you think the way they lined up confused your guys at all? Because open eyes on TV going like this.
He was looking over at how wide we wanted him based on that formation. He was fine where he was. We wanted him to lean a little bit more towards the four-man side. But he was fine where he was in splitting the difference. And as they broke and came more inside, then, again, we converge, and we were fine in terms of that. He was fine in terms of that. Yes.
How much of losing do you blame on the two penalties?
I don't, because I can't control it, and we can't control it. We can only control the things that we can do. We had opportunities, in all three phases to make plays and make a difference in the game, and we weren't able to get that done.
After the interference, you used your last timeout. Was there confusion, or did you want to settle guys down, or what?
A combination of those two things. I want to make sure that we had the right call and the right personnel that we needed in the game at that particular time, and then get our guys' composure and understanding what we needed to do at that point. There was 30-some seconds left or so in the game. And then finally, I wanted to see what New England was going to do. And they broke out in the formation that they did and having a feel for what they were going to try to do on the next play. So I waited to use it as well, till we saw that.
First two timeouts, is that just the play clock running down, or was there confusion getting the plays in?
There was one where the play clock was running down, and the other one was we were trying to get to a play where we needed a specific package, a specific player in the game, and he had been down, way down, running a deep route. It was Greg Little, and we needed to get him back in time. We just couldn't get him back in time for that particular play.
What did the officials tell you on the Poyer personal foul in the end zone? It looked like he was just dropping his shoulder to jar the football loose. What did the officials tell you, and what were your thoughts on
that? It was contact to the head.
Did that show up on film? Anything crazy?
It was hard to see.
This is 2 weeks in a row now. The defense has had a lead to protect in the last couple minutes of the game and could not do it. So can you just comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, that's, one of the things that we want to get better at and improve. It's something when you have the game in your hands, we want to close it out defensively. We gave up a couple big plays, and they were able to get out of bounds at another point. And obviously, some of the other things, the pass interference and so forth and the onside kick and all those things all played into it. We just need to do better. Yeah, Greco, again, sprained his knee, and we'll see where he's at in terms of being able to play for this week. Willis is, did have a concussion, so he's in the concussion protocol.
T.J. Ward hit on Gronkowski. Is that a product of the way the rules have been changed?
I don't know. From my vantage point, I think he was trying to get Gronkowski down on the ground, and a big guy coming at you that way is tough to get on the ground. So I don't know that it has to do with the rules other than trying to get the guy on the ground. And certainly, we feel terrible about that. He's a great player and hope that he has a speedy recovery.
Chud, it seems to be, at least from a defense perspective, that some of this is getting kind of petty. Poyer goes up high trying to make a play. He gets flagged for 15 yards. Ward goes low trying to make a play. Some people call him a dirty player. I mean, is this something you think the league really needs to look at from a defensive standpoint? Because there just doesn't seem to be any way a defender can win at this point with certain types of plays.
Well, I think they have looked at it, and the bottom line is we have to operate within the rules of what they can and can't do. And the biggest thing is just for it to be clear for the defensive players what they need to do.
Chad, you're trying to change the culture here and instill a belief in these young guys. What do you tell them then when so much goes right and they still can't get a W?
Well, you go back to we need to make the plays in those situations, and we talk through that, show it to them, see it. I see a lot of really positive signs, and I think they see it too. And, coming out of this game, them knowing and understanding that we can play with anybody in this league and go toe-to-toe with anybody in this league. And, you see the signs, you see the progress we've made in terms of the mindset of the team and, the togetherness of this team and how they're playing that way. A lot of great examples of relentless play out there on the field. I think you saw us attacking all day long, which is something we're trying to build that mindset as well. That happens over time. And I think the a lot of the guys, the improvement and the development in a lot of the players is a very positive thing. And so we have to build on the positives, and the results will come. And that's what we're preaching. And I believe that. And I've seen it before. I've seen it with other teams. But the positives are the right things to be happening. And, you know, of course, we're not getting the outcomes that we all want so bad, but that will come.
Jason Campbell playing like he did 2 days after being cleared.
Yeah, you know, he played great yesterday. Good decisions, made plays, managed the offense, had no turnovers, and was, you know, a real positive in that game. And there were a lot of positives, as I mentioned before. I thought our protection had improved yesterday significantly over what it had been the past couple weeks. And, you know, we got some good play. We were able to run the ball and mix it. And, you know, guys made some plays down the field. Our playmakers made some plays. So, you know, Jason's leadership and his presence had a lot to do with that.
Even though you said after the game the book says to go for two there, is there another book that says don't mess with that book until the fourth quarter?
Yeah. You know, the book I have is the one that says go for two. And, you know, hindsight's always 20/20, and you always wish maybe or the outcome would have came out different if something else happened. But at the end of the day, you try to play the percentages and, you know, and go forward with it, like I said. And certainly knowing that New England can score and, you know, how they can score played a part in it. And Brady and what he can do, as we saw yesterday.
So will you always go by the book or situation?
I can't. I'm always pin myself in and just doing one thing, Tony. You know that. I think you know you have to know what the percentages are, and then you go from there based on a hunch, who you're playing, and those type of things.
Chuck, can you just talk about Gordon, how unbelievable this run he's on right now, and where would you put him in the league as far as top wide receivers? I mean, I don't know how you rank it necessarily, but he's up there clearly.
Yeah, he's playing at a high level, no question about it. I think that, you know, you have to put him in that conversation of those guys. You know, consistency is the thing that I'll be looking for and we'll be looking for as he continues to improve and get better. And he has a lot of things that he can get better at. But, you know, like I was mentioning before, I think he's a great example of a player that you see developing and that's getting better. And, you know, his best days, like our best days, are ahead of us and him.
Can you break down the touchdown, Pat, the long touchdown you caught? Was that something you called for a specific coverage, or is that just something he did on his own?
Well, it was a quick slant that we had, and we caught him in man coverage, and they're actually in zero coverage where they're pressuring and bringing everybody. So a great call by Norv, and it came out with the defense that you want. He caught the ball and then was able to stiff arm Tlaib enough to get away from him and then run the way he can run.
You know, was the call made with the idea in mind that they would go zero?
Not necessarily, but, you know, it was a good call for the situation, and they've been had – you know, loading up in the box. Norv expected him loading up in the box and called it, and we got probably the best defense you can get for it.
A couple more questions, please.
Cameron got off to a really hot start, obviously, and then the numbers kind of dipped for a while recently, and then another big game yesterday. So what was the difference for him, and what did you see out of him?
Well, I just think a lot of that's the natural cycle of how things are going to play out during the course of the season. You know, when a guy shows that he's a playmaker and demonstrates that ability, people are going to account for him. They may do a better job, or he may not have the numbers in the next few games or the next stretch of the season, but then it's going to come back to him eventually. And I think that you're seeing that with him. And he's proven he's a consistent playmaker, making some great plays. His route running is getting better. And, again, going back to another guy where you see a lot of development out of, whose best days are ahead of him.
Not to belabor the officials,
but you're belaboring.
We already talked about, you had two challenges that were reversed. You had Brady, he had about three groundings that weren't called. You had the Gordon
pass out of bounds that was nullified. Would you say that was the worst officiated game you've seen?
I wouldn't say that.
What would you say?
Is it out there?
You can't control what you can only control what you control. I get what you're saying. Does it tick you off that your guys played like crazy and got, well, your fans believe they got shafted on two key calls at the end of the game?
Yeah, I'll repeat, we can only control what we can control, and if we focus on the things that we can't, then we've given up all our ability to do what we can do, and we put it in somebody else's hands, or we blame somebody else, and we're just not going to operate that way.
One last question, guys, in the back there. One last question, please.
Okay.
They get a good one, Nate.
No pressure.
Why Caleb Haney is the backup, and why the day off for the players?
Yeah, you got two questions in. Okay, Caleb Haney just felt like where he was at, he would be better in that position if he had to go into that game and be able to operate and do what we needed him to do in that particular game. As far as the players, they actually came in today and worked out. So they did work out and do that part of it. They met and watched a lot of them and talking to them, watched the film together as the players. I want them to recharge and be ready to go on Wednesday so we have a great week and getting ready for the Bears.